This year, Lyric in Spirit features three musicians. Nana Baule is from Mozambique and often accompanies herself on percussion as she sings. Luisa Lacerda is from Brazil. She sings and plays classical guitar. And Bhargashri Venugopal is a singer and flutist from India. The trio has been performing in the Pacific Northwest, traveling between gigs by van. I caught up with the group as they were driving to Washington from a concert in Oregon, the first part of a tour that will end in Alaska. They say they've been singing together often while they're on the road. Baula sometimes accompanies the singing with body percussion. I was wondering if you would be up for singing a little bit on the phone.
For you?
Yeah. The musicians have only known each other for about a week, but they connected immediately over shared musical interests.
Coming from India, I have been a crazy fan of Brazilian music. So I have been trying to study, learn, enjoy, appreciate, and apply some of it into my own.
That's Bhargashri Venugopal. She says that as the group plays together, they've been doing a lot of listening, trying to pick out elements to incorporate into new pieces.
It's just been a great learning curve for us, and we look forward to a lot of new sounds being born out of this inspiration.
The concert consists of four acts. Each musician will perform individually, and then the three will come together for a final act that combines their cultures and influences. Luisa Lacerda says their quick friendship influences their performance as well.
It's best for the show when people like each other on the stage. So I feel more comfortable and happy singing with them.
The three musicians won't be traveling to Alaska alone. They're joined by Baula's three-year-old son. That's because Lyric in Spirit creator Brian Gore wanted to make the project kid-friendly. He says he doesn't want the artists who participate to have to choose between being a parent and an artist. Gore has been bringing together musical acts for more than 20 years with his ongoing project, International Guitar Night. He says he wants this project to highlight women's voices.
I found them during the many long, lonely nights in the deep bowels of COVID, where their music gave me great comfort and solace.
Next year, Lyric in Spirit will have a different roster of musicians. Alaska isn't on the tour, but it's possible that future Lyric in Spirit groups will be. Gore says his booking agent loves to work with the presenters and arts councils around Alaska. In addition to Petersburg, the group will be performing in Valdez and Anchorage through the first week of November. In Petersburg, I'm Hannah Flohr.